From the University of Kansas, this is KPR Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It is 77 degrees in Lawrence. It is 306.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Vincent Gardner and Michael Davidson on trombones, Wednesday, September 25th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, more talk about vaccines. A massive polio vaccination effort is currently underway in Gaza.
The estimate is that 86,600 plus children under 10 got vaccinated yesterday.
The World Health Organization says Israel has agreed to brief pauses in the fighting to allow families to reach health workers. We'll get you the details. Plus, Brazil's Supreme Court is facing backlash over a situation with the social media site X. It's complicated. In short, Brazil banned X, said there's too much disinformation. A whole lot of Brazilians have switched over to Blue Sky. We'll tell you all about it. It's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Mixmaster Music Showcase and live taping for KPR's new 105 Live Music Program with Draper Family Band, Christina Graves, and the Swallowtails at the Bottleneck in Lawrence, September 6th. Tickets at Mixmaster2024.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Evening Classical Music with Destiny. American music on the docket tonight, also a trip to the rodeo, or the rodeo, depending on how you look at it. Destiny is your host, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. On KPR Two tonight, you will hear This American Life beginning at 7 o'clock. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence. It is 320.
Days, the more power and influence you have, the more likely you are to get a pardon.
The problem with pardons on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
News headlines are up next. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s, if you can believe it. Highs in the lower 80s tomorrow. The time is 3:30.
NPR News from New York City.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A motion has been filed to dismiss one of the charges against a former Topeka City Council candidate in connection to the January 6th riots. KSNT reports that 9 people have been arrested in Kansas in connection with the Stop the Steal rally on January 6, 2021. 2 of those arrests were made in Topeka. One of the individuals arrested in Topeka, William Alexander Pope, was indicted by a grand jury. Pope was seen in a Facebook Live video allegedly marching toward the Capitol with his brother. Pope, who is a former Topeka City Council candidate from the 2019 District 2 seat race, was the 3rd Kansas man taken into custody by the FBI, along with 2 from Olathe arrested earlier in 2021. An image was also shared of Pope being restrained by a Capitol Police officer. He was arrested on 8 charges, including civil disorder, obstruction of an official proceeding, and entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds. On August 23rd, the government submitted a motion to dismiss one of the counts of obstruction of an official proceeding. Pope has a trial date scheduled for December 2nd, 2024, on 5 other counts. Low-income Kansas families still have time to apply for a summer food program that offers $120 in grocery assistance. Suzanne Perez reports.
Kansas is one of 37 states that launched the Permanent Summer Food Program this year. It's available to all Kansas school children who qualify for free or reduced price school meals. Families have until September 11th to apply through the State Department for Children and Families website. Haley Kotler with Kansas Appleseed says grocery assistance is crucial. The nonprofit group works to fight poverty across the state.
With inflation, everything that families are experiencing, we know that they're cash strapped. And so if we can get more in the food budget for families, families are a lot better off.
More than 250,000 Kansas children could qualify for the program. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. Back down to the mid-50s tomorrow night, highs in the mid-80s for Wednesday, and mostly clear Wednesday night with a low in the lower 60s. The time is 3:35.
Support for...
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tom Parkinson is filling in for Jay Schaefer tomorrow as your local host. Also, it will include Layla Fadel and Michelle Martin. A great way to get caught up on all the news from overnight. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many of the frequencies as well, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Coming up in our next half hour news headlines, then thousands of hotel workers all around the country walked off the job this weekend. A union leader in Baltimore says it is all about the wages.
97% of the housekeepers that we surveyed at the Hilton said that they had trouble paying their rent or mortgage on time at least once in the last year.
Get the full story tomorrow. But in our next half hour, we'll have a little bit of a preview. Andrea Sue's been looking into it. This is KPR. It's 10 minutes before 4.
For adults 21 or older, NPRWineClub.org. This is NPR.
NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
Proud to be an NPR station. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Much more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Highs in the upper 70s this afternoon, lows in the mid-50s tonight. Enjoy it while we got it. 77 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
And equality without exception. Learn more at au.org/NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence and it's 4:06.
This is...
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com.
Thanks so much for spending part of your Labor Day with us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then voters in two German states delivered a boost to the country's far-right party. Then Vermont allows doctors to prescribe lethal medication to terminally ill patients who want to hasten their deaths. And last year they opened that program to people from out of state.
We want people to take the medicine in a safe place to know that nobody's going to come knocking on the door saying, "What's happening?"
As you might expect, there were some unintended consequences of this policy change. We will talk about them coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, a local volunteer-based nonprofit dedicated to supporting affordable in-home aging for adults, helping neighbors live independently as long as possible. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org.
KPR's fall membership drive begins on Friday. You can help us get off to a strong start during our Power Breakfast. Your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. Double the value of your pledge. $50 becomes $100, $200 becomes $400. Math's pretty easy. So save the date. Friday, 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Join us for the KPR Power Breakfast. It is 4:20.
Yes. Presidential pardons are supposed to be about mercy to help people who've gotten railroaded or fallen through the cracks. But too often, law professor Kim Whaley says pardons are for cronies or cover-ups.
These days, the more power and influence you have, the more likely you are to get a pardon.
The problem with pardons, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Layla Fadel, Michelle Martin, and Mr. Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 80 degrees in Topeka, 78 in Manhattan. It is 4:30.
The U.S. government has seized a plane used by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, citing violations of sanctions and export control laws. That's according to a Justice Department announcement today. U.S. officials allege that the aircraft was illegally purchased through a shell company. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Low-income Kansas families still have time to apply for a summer food program that offers $120 in grocery assistance. Suzanne Perez reports.
Kansas is one of 37 states that launched the permanent summer food program this year. It's available to all Kansas school children who qualify for free or reduced-price school meals. Families have until September 11th to apply through the State Department for Children and Families website. Haley Kotler with Kansas Appleseed says grocery assistance is crucial. The nonprofit group works to fight poverty across the state.
With inflation, everything that families are experiencing, we know that they're cash strapped. And so if we can get more in the food budget for families, families are a lot better off.
More than 250,000 Kansas children could qualify for the program. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Farm Bill is set to expire at the end of September following a one-year extension. At the Farm Progress Show in Iowa last week, G.T. Thompson, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, was optimistic about getting a bill done by the end of the year. But speaking at the same event, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack said while he's hopeful, much work remains to be done.
But I think, frankly, we're going to have to get practical about this. We're going to have to make sure that we know exactly how much resource is available for new programs and expansion programs. And we're going to want to make sure that the programs and resources are fair.
Critics say commodity price supports in the proposed House Farm Bill would benefit farmers in the South more than those in the Midwest. Vilsack says once congressional members get practical, he's confident they will hammer out a deal. Some of the corn that grows in western Kansas will be used to fuel airplanes in the coming years. Ethanol made from corn stalks in southwest Kansas will be converted into fuel by a Georgia-based company called LanzaTech. Southwest Airlines and the U.S. Department of Energy are partnering with Conestoga, an ethanol plant in Liberal, to perform the work. Conestoga CEO Tom Willis says it will be transformational for both the airline and ag industries.
Remember that. Eastern Kansas is known for building aircraft. Western Kansas is going to be known for fueling aircraft.
The facility in Liberal will start small, producing a fraction of fuel used by jets annually. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR.
And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. Tomorrow, your local host is Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Outdoors Unscripted Festival launch event, September 7th at Cider Gallery in Lawrence, kicking off a year of planning for an annual three-day celebration of Midwestern outdoor adventure. Tickets at outdoorsunscripted.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, then the number of parents who make sure their children receive routine vaccinations has been falling.
People don't realize how severe some of these infectious diseases can be, and so it's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
We'll have a conversation with the president of the American Academy of Family Physicians about this problem and what we can all do about it, coming up on KPR. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s, highs in the lower 80s tomorrow. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 5.
This NPR News can't transport you to the beach this summer, but we can keep you company through all your summer adventures and keep you informed. Listen weekdays.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Tomorrow, your local host will be Tom Parkinson. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 77 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 80 in Topeka. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR's been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
77 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Emporia, 76 in Atchison. It is 5:06.
From NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting journalist and author Sasha Eisenberg discussing his book, The Lie Detectives, in search of a playbook for winning elections in the disinformation age. Wednesday, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, life after X in Brazil. There's been a ban on X in Brazil. The ruling came down from Brazil's Supreme Court. The people at X, specifically Elon Musk, are not happy about this. Where are all the Brazil Xers going? We will find out coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Assistive Technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play safely. More information at atk.ku.edu.
More programming, less fundraising. That is what we are hoping to do here at KPR. One way you can help us make that a reality is to make a pledge on Friday morning. As we start off our pledge drive, you will be matched dollar for dollar. Trying to squeeze an entire day's fundraising into 90 minutes, but that requires you to get involved. Friday, 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. on KPR. The more we get done then, the less we have to fundraise later. So we're all hoping that works out. I bet you are too. Lows in the mid-50s tonight, highs in the lower 80s tomorrow. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Abilene, 78 in Manhattan. It's 520.
Presidential pardons are supposed to be about mercy to help people who've gotten railroaded or fallen through the cracks. But too often, law professor Kim Whaley says pardons are for cronies or cover-ups.
These days, the more power and influence you have, the more likely you are to get a pardon.
The problem with pardons on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering decorative, stamped, and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at SpiderArt, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Lows tonight in the mid-50s. Highs tomorrow in the lower 80s. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 5:30.
Last year for an abortion than to any other state. That's according to the Guttmacher Institute, an abortion rights research group. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Schorsch in Chicago.
Global shares are mixed today. European shares were little changed. This is NPR News from New York.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A motion has been filed to dismiss one of the charges against a former Topeka City Council candidate in connection with the January 6th riots. KSNT reports that 9 people have been arrested in Kansas in connection with the Stop the Steal rally, which took place on January 6th. 2021. 2 of those arrests were made in Topeka. One of the individuals arrested in Topeka, William Alexander Pope, was indicted by a grand jury. Pope was seen in a Facebook Live video allegedly marching toward the Capitol with his brother. Pope, a former Topeka City Council candidate from the 2019 District 2 seat race, was the 3rd Kansas man taken into custody by the FBI, along with 2 from Olathe arrested earlier in 2021. An image was also shared of Pope being restrained by a Capitol Police officer. He was arrested on 8 charges, including civil disorder, obstruction of an official proceeding, and entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds. On August 23rd, the government submitted a motion to dismiss one of the counts of obstruction of an official proceeding. Pope has a trial date scheduled for December 2nd, 2024, on 5 other counts. The Farm Bill is set to expire at the end of this month following a 1-year extension. At the Farm Progress Show in Iowa last week, G.T. Thompson, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, was optimistic about getting a bill done by the end of the year. But speaking at the same event, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack said while he is hopeful, much work remains to be done.
But I think, frankly, we're going to have to get practical about this. We're going to have to make sure that we know exactly how much resource is available for new programs and expansion programs. And we're going to want to make sure that the programs and resources are fair.
Critics say commodity price supports in the proposed House Farm Bill would benefit farmers in the South more than those in the Midwest. Vilsack says once congressional members get practical, he's confident they'll be able to hammer out a deal. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s, lows in the mid-50s tomorrow night. Sunshine and a high in the mid-80s on Wednesday. Highs in the mid-80s for Thursday as well with a chance of rain. It's 5:35.
Support Kayvon Mansouri in St. Louis.
The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration between NPR and public radio stations. This is NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
5 to 9 a.m. is when you can hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations. Tomorrow, your local host is Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute and many other frequencies scattered across the state. You can always stream us at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas with flexible individual and family dental insurance options, including dental implant coverage. More at deltadentalks.com/shop.
Coming up in our next half hour, we will learn more about the hotel workers across the nation who walked off the job this weekend. Get the details from the funeral for an Israeli-American hostage who was killed by Hamas. We will also check in with our student podcast challenge. The fourth graders who are doing very well in this competition thus far, we'll talk about it coming up on KPR. Lows in the mid-50s tonight, highs in the lower 80s tomorrow. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence and 79 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Achieve their potential this school year, offering customized math instruction and individual attention to students in grades K through 12. Mathnasium.com. From the NPR Wine Club, bringing people wines inspired by NPR shows. Whether purchasing a few bottles or joining the club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. This is NPR.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
Proud to be a charter member of NPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 6 o'clock.